broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 12th. That's 9/12/2016. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the checks and balances put in place, absolutely brilliant solution to the problems we face, along with the supreme law that I am, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. Wow, we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt in order. Welcome to the broadcast. Hey, we apologize for last Friday. We had a massive power outage that just took us completely off the air. Couldn't even finish the show. We apologize for that. But we are back live, stronger than ever today. You always think those things are a conspiracy when they happen, but I don't think this is a conspiracy, folks. I just think it was a good old-fashioned power outage. Very interesting, though, right when we're breaking down the hostilities and abuses of Hillary Rodham Clinton, then we go off the air, and most people think, oh, man, they got taken down. No, it isn't true. They came and actually had to dig up a big old trench in our neighbor's yard and fix power to a couple of homes. And anyway, we got it all solved, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for your patience on that. A quick recap of, I'm not really sure what broadcast it is. Thursday, Friday mixed together, let's call it that, okay? The Department of Justice granted immunity to specialists who deleted Hillary's emails. And we talked about how corrupt this is. If Hillary did nothing wrong, why are they granting immunity to the guy that deleted the emails? And deleting the emails is absolutely criminal activity against a court order. Hillary perjured herself on the stand before Congress. But believe it or not, the Republicans have egg on their face now too, because all but two of the Senate Republicans voted to confirm Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State back in 2009, even though they knew, I'm going to say it again, they knew the foundation was going to continue receiving foreign donations and had a direct conflict of interest. Did you hear me? All the Republicans but two voted, yeah, make Hillary Secretary of State. Yeah, we know she's got a conflict of interest. Yeah, we know she's receiving foreign donations to her family foundation. We know it. We don't care. 71% of doctors saying Hillary's health care concerns are very serious. We bring this up and the mainstream press mocks us and says there's nothing to Hillary's health issues. You guys are all conspiracy nuts. There's nothing to it. Oh boy, does the weekend show us right and they wrong, huh? Hillary's mystery man spotted during blood clot hospitalization for Hillary. WorldNet Daily or WND.com, back when Hillary had a problem. She had a concussion, she had a blood clot in her leg before, she had a blood clot in her head. Now it only gets worse. We'll tell you all about it. Some speculate that this guy could be a physician on hand to help if there's a health emergency for Hillary. That's a possibility. But after Clinton suffered the worst coughing fit of her campaign, the mystery man appeared on her plane right next to her. They call him the Hillary Handler. He's very physical with her. He touches her. He has his arm around her. And they say Secret Service agents are, in fact, trained in emergency medicine, according to the agency's website. Now, Dan Mongino told Fox Business, this guy's mostly a supervisory agent with the Secret Service. We kind of call this guy like a body man. The Washington Post's David Weigel identified this mystery man as Secret Service special agent in charge, by the name of Todd Madison. Anyway, the Stop Hillary campaign is on fire. Clinton for prosecution, not president. Hillary Clinton was never even asked about her controversial private email scandals or her family's foundation during her first formal press conference in 278 days last Thursday. She was asked six questions over a 15-minute period of time. They asked her about the polls and the presidential race, whether she felt like she was being treated fairly as a woman. Are the media afraid of being kicked off of Hillary's campaign plane if they ask hard questions and be real journalists? But then I added another question I never got to because the power went out. Right when I was about to ask, or I had partially asked, are the media afraid of being killed by the Clinton scandal? I didn't even get to finish writing my sentence. The power went out. But are the media afraid of that? Are they afraid of somebody might kill them? Kurt was wisely pointing out the gentleman who is dead as a recent strange scenario. The mainstream press didn't cover much about it. Anyway, that's all we covered on Friday and Thursday. Now it gets worse for Hillary. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You cannot trust the Clinton campaign, nor the Clinton physicians. They've lied. We've been told that Hillary's health is fine. Anybody who brings up anything is a conspiracy theorist. I mean, look, she had a cough due to an allergy. Nothing more. You guys are crazy. Anything linking back to the concussion or to brain trauma, brain injury, blood clots has all been resolved. The doctors report that it's all good and you guys are a bunch of conspiracy nuts. That's what the mainstream press has absolutely quadrupled down on in bed with the Clinton campaign. However, now all has changed on a dime. They were all hanging out at a 9/11 memorial yesterday. It was in the upper 70s. It was quite humid, so I bet it was a little warm. But it certainly wasn't hot outside. Hillary Clinton has to leave 9/11 memorial service early after falling ill. Now, her doctor is named Lisa Bardak. And Lisa Bardak, the doctor, and the campaign now confirms Hillary was diagnosed with pneumonia, listen, days earlier. So they say last Friday she was diagnosed with pneumonia. And, of course, yesterday when she disappeared and the press who were supposed to be trailing Hillary couldn't find her, we find out that, well, they first said, by golly, she overheated. That's all. Just an overheating. Then it turns out that they say, oh, well, you know what? She has pneumonia. We knew about it a few days ago. Of course, we didn't tell you. But now we're telling you we have pneumonia and she's receiving antibiotics. Now, Clinton was seen about an hour after she was taken to her daughter Hillary's apartment, her daughter Chelsea's apartment. Now, here's the fascinating part. She comes out about an hour and a half or 2 hours later and says to the press, I feel great. Bottom line, though, Hillary continues to lie, ladies and gentlemen. First off, we were told she was in great health when they knew full well she had pneumonia. Now, when the candidate of the Democratic Party has pneumonia, and the government's telling you, along with the campaign, she's feeling great, and you guys are conspiracy theorists, and now it turns out that they knew she had pneumonia. When you're 68 years old and you have pneumonia, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the time to run around and say you feel great. So she literally said, I feel great. She talked to a little girl. She waved at reporters. This is all manufactured. Folks, if you have pneumonia and you are receiving antibiotics for that pneumonia, you are not feeling great. That is not true. Okay, they say that it takes a very healthy young person at least a week to start feeling well, to be sufficiently hydrated, to be stabilized after pneumonia. This is serious. And they say it even takes longer, well up to a month for someone pretty healthy that's in their, you know, senior years or whatever you want to say. Okay, Clinton is lying when she says she feels great. And when the campaign first says it's just a cough linked to allergies, no, the cough is linked to pneumonia. And whether there's allergies playing a part or not, I don't know. Whether there's other illnesses, I don't know, but suspect so. But here's the problem. If the mainstream press would find out the truth and demand the truth, I would feel comfortable with this. But they don't. They just cover up and lie. They say, Sam, all you people are involved in nothing but conspiracy theories. You're crazy. But now we get pay dirt. It's not conspiracy theories. The nominee for the Democratic Party for President of the United States is a woman that's 68 years old and right now has pneumonia. She had to cancel events. She literally melted down. They've got video where she absolutely lost control of her body, her legs. They had to carry her into the waiting van. She's not well at all, folks. And whether it's pneumonia or something more serious, I have my suspicions that it's much more serious. But we can't really even get the truth because they lie. They first just said, oh my gosh, she got a little overheated. They know that's a lie. When you have pneumonia and you melt down, you don't just say you got overheated. That isn't genuine. That isn't honest. It may be partially the truth.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, it's in here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm telling you is even the campaign staffers didn't really know. They claim how sick or how ill Hillary really is. Now it's all coming out. The mainstream press changing on the dime. Now listen carefully. Questions about the health of presidential hopefuls are hardly new to this campaign, writes the New York Times. But long before the scrutiny of modern campaigns, they say it's very difficult to suppress information about the ailments of candidates, but they've been able to do it over and over. Rumors. Now see, that's where they start out again about Franklin Delano Roosevelt's health. well, caused him some problems and where allegations were made. But you know what? They managed to keep the heart disease that would kill him the next year out of the news. So there was speculation back then, and they're like, oh, conspiracy, wackos. And then the guy dies, right? More recently, Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, and Senator John McCain. Okay? The physical demands are greater than the mental demands when you run for president, they claim. Anyway, they go on and on. But they basically confirm, double down, and say, hey, this is nothing new. This has happened before. And the government's covered it up. I'll give you an example to make the point. Okay? When we bring up Hillary's sickness, they then say, you know what, guys? You're just trying to distract from Donald's tax returns. Okay? But in July 2015, Hillary Rodham Clinton released a two-page document, a letter from her physician, which talked about the concussions she sustained while she was Secretary of State. It left her with a blood clot in her head and double vision. Now, Dr. Bardak, that's Hillary's physician, said those symptoms were resolved within 2 months. No problem. She's all good, said the doctor. However, Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill, has said that she required 6 months of very serious work to get over the concussion. That's a lot more than initially disclosed. So where do you go with this? Now then, people said, well, what about your health? You have health concerns. Is that a problem? Are you worried about this for the election? And Hillary said, I'm not concerned about the conspiracy theories. There are so many of them, I lost track of them, says Hillary. But you see, the doctor can't be trusted. Who do you trust, the doctor? Who's spinning this thing? Or do you trust Bill, the husband, that said, hey, it took 6 months to get over this stuff. It gets worse. The mainstream press tripled down, quadrupled down, and attacked us, saying we are nothing but conspiracy theorists. But now, over the weekend, they're forced to admit the truth. We are going to have James Edwards on Friday, thepoliticalcesspool.org, well-known fellow talk show host, brother in liberty, to say the least. The problem is the power went out and it ruined the whole thing. So now we're going to have James on. We're going to reset the topic discussion slightly because he's got an update on mainstream press reporting of Hillary. They've changed on a dime, haven't they, James?
Well, they absolutely have, and that's what's been the most surprising about this, Sam, is I've been consuming all of the news that has come out since her health episode yesterday in New York. And, of course, this goes back many months now. You had the very strange head-bobbing incident when she was questioned by multiple reporters. That's been well-documented. You had her over-animated facial expressions in reaction to the balloon drop of the Democratic National Convention, all of this stuff. Up until even last week when she had that very hard-to-watch coughing fit in Cleveland where literally for just about 5 minutes she struggled really to breathe. She was coughing incessantly, and when she did try to speak, she could only speak for a couple of minutes, or rather a couple of seconds, and was very hoarse. Even after that, all of the press was saying this is just a talk radio, right-wing conspiracy, that she's sick, it's ludicrous. But Now, even the establishment outlets are saying that this is, in fact, something that must be addressed. Tom Brokaw has said that she needs to see a neurologist and should be in the hospital. This is Tom Brokaw. And then the Washington Post says it is a major issue now in this presidential campaign. So when Tom Brokaw and the Washington Post are reporting on this as such, you know that it is time for big concern in the Clinton camp.
Well, and the question becomes, and here's what I want to know from these mainstream press thugs, and this is why I call them thugs. We've always mentioned that he who owns the media makes the rules. They have lied. They've been in bed with Hillary. They've been in bed with everybody lying about this. We bring up something that's a genuine concern, and they just dismiss it. And it would be fine if they would say, you know, we disagree with these talk radio people. They believe they have evidence of something. We don't believe the evidence is strong enough. We're reporting the truth. We're giving you the who, what, when, where, why. We're just literally reporting it the best we see it. I have respect for that, okay? Even if we disagree, James. What I don't have respect for, though, is running around and calling me or you or any other talk show host a conspiracy theorist because we happen to have pay dirt that they've chosen to ignore, and now they're forced to admit the truth. I think that we ought to demand an apology from these people.
Well, I'm not sure if that apology will ever be forthcoming. I guess our consolation will be...
The truth? Our consolation is the truth? Okay. I'm with you.
Well, there's that. And, you know, my heart in some ways, the Christian compassion in me, wanted to be extended to Hillary Clinton. At the end of the day, she's a 68-year-old woman, and you hate to see anyone laboring like that. There was actually some video footage yesterday in New York that suggested that she was actually being held up off the ground, that her feet were even an inch or two elevated off.
Yeah, even the mainstream press is admitting that now, too.
So the Christian compassion of men like you and I, Sam, who are believers, is extended. But then you remember that Hillary Clinton is evil. And I don't think that's rhetorical hyperbole. You're talking about someone who is in favor of the murder of unborn babies, someone who is supportive of the unholy practice of homosexuality. Is this an Old Testament smiting in the biblical sense that is happening now that a faithful remnant has emerged in this country? Of course, that's all hypothesis, but it is interesting because I can't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, certainly in my lifetime, perhaps in the history of presidential politics, has a front runner been afflicted with such a serious health issue just days before the election, a couple of weeks before the election.
And I don't know if it's a biblical smiting or not. I know that God is not pleased when we violate his commandments. I get that. I agree with that. I'm not really here as a prophet or anything else to say whether it's direct retribution or not. But what I would say, though, to the mainstream press is this.
Sure.
You know, you attack our credibility over and over and over. Now, you have a credibility crisis because you people either lied or you were ignorant. But we told you, and we had evidence, though. Look, this isn't the first video that we've seen where Hillary's had problems. She's been ducking behind pillars and coughing, caught on video, coughing her lungs out. She's like, oh, it's allergies about Donald Trump. She's mocking this, mocking us, you know, talking about conspiracy theorists and stuff like that. Now, what happens when conspiracy theory becomes conspiracy fact? I don't know, but I'm telling you that I don't have a whole lot of patience. I don't have a whole lot of patience when you attack us. It's one thing if you're sick and I have compassion, but when you attack me and suggest that I'm a liar or disingenuous or dishonest or unfairly portraying things, and then we get the pay dirt. See, what we need to do is follow Tom Brokaw's advice. We'll talk about it more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Facing a growing backlash over its authoritarian population control policies, which have included coerced abortion and female infanticide, China's communist government pressured internet providers into blocking and deleting blogs and social media posts published by Dr. Fuzhan Yi, a senior scientist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Family planning was born in haste, conducted with violence, and will end in equivocation and cover-up, wrote Dr. Yi in his book, Big Country with an Empty Nest. In early August, reports the New York Times, the government's chief internet gatekeeper, the Cyberspace Administration of China, deleted 12 years' worth of essays and comments published by Dr. Yi. This was most likely done at the request of the government's Family Planning and Health Commission agency. "Of course I'm furious," commented Dr. Yi, "but not as furious as everyone might think, because what's different today from 10 years ago is that public opinion has shifted. Like many other Chinese, Yi is concerned about perceived overpopulation, but opposes coercive measures that have been in place since the early 1980s. The United Nations Fund for Population Activities has underwritten China's draconian program and extolled it as a model for achieving the world body's population reduction goals. As with all other UN undertakings, the United Nations Fund for Population Activities depends on money extracted from American taxpayers who have no way of holding the agency accountable for its actions." If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This is a serious, serious discussion. Hillary's sick. Big time sick. And we told you so. And now the mainstream press is admitting we were right. They were wrong. And I'm fine with who's right and who's wrong. What I'm not fine with is the attacks that we've received. Because what you're really talking about is a violation of people's First Amendment rights and speech. And we've literally had the alt-right shut down, absolutely shut down by the National Press Club now. We hear that Google is starting to have these weird type advertisements and promotions to try to correct the way we think. This stuff is 1984, folks. This stuff is like how it used to be in Germany. We'll make sure that you understand and we'll keep you in prison until you think properly. You've got a mental condition. And they're going around, and if it was just a difference of opinion, I'd let it go. But this isn't a difference of opinion. They literally are taking action against us. If I don't believe in global warming, for example, they want to prosecute me. If I don't believe in their lies and their propaganda, okay, they want to absolutely, literally, if I have a Ron Paul bumper sticker on my car back in the few years ago in Missouri, they wanted to pull me over and say, look, I was a dangerous domestic threat. The Mayak report and all these other documents leaking out proving it. And this is the kind of stuff where, you know what, I don't have any patience for it. Okay, I don't have any compassion for Hillary's abuse, lies, and criminal activity. Now, if Hillary was sick, would I be one of the first to try to help her into the van and help her get the medical care that she needs? Absolutely. I care about human's life. Even I care about the life of scum like Hillary, okay? I care about life, and I care about people. What I don't care about, though, is saying, well, I can't now attack Hillary and stand up for myself because now she's got a cough. You can't have it both ways. Either she's super sick and I need to have real compassion, or she's just got a cough due to allergies, and my response is, go get some allergy meds from your doctor, and let's debate this sucker then. Come on. You can't appeal to me and have my compassion while you literally change my country and destroy my liberty. That will not fly, James Edwards.
Well, this is exactly what I was getting at in the last segment, Sam. Again, to say this is a 68-year-old woman. Yes, she's evil. We know she's evil. The fruits that she has produced throughout her life are evil fruits. But still, she is a 68-year-old woman. So when you see someone laboring like that, your Christian compassion is extended. What I said in the last segment was a little bit tongue-in-cheek about this perhaps being an Old Testament fighting from the Lord. But, hey, let's face it. There is a living God. The world is in his hands, and Hillary herself is part of that. Now, talking about Hillary attacking, as you know, Sam, as we've covered on my program, the Hillary Clinton campaign literally mentioned me by name, James Edwards, by name, talk radio host, is supporting Trump. If you don't support Hillary Clinton and rally your friends to vote for her and contribute today, then people like this will be running the country. So we talked about attacks. Yes, we've been attacked in general. We have been attacked specifically on this radio network, Liberty News Radio Network. To be called out by name by the Hillary Clinton campaign is a pretty incredible thing, and we captured the screenshot of that, and that's available on my website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. So this radio network, ladies and gentlemen, what Sam Bushman has built is right in the center of presidential politics. You have Donald Trump inviting us to campaign rallies earlier this year. We were, of course, at the Republican National Convention. Now Hillary Clinton is using this as a spear. So we're right in the thick of it. So if anyone would have a vested interest in being against Hillary just for personal reasons, it would be us. But yet still, you see the real character of the men on this network and saying that, of course, our hearts go out to anyone who is suffering like this. But getting back to that and to the topic at hand this hour, Donald Trump was on television saying how sad it was, again, to see Hillary like this. But he pointed out, quite rightly, that his schedule has been far more intensive than hers. In fact, she has only appeared a couple of times in a public capacity in recent weeks, and we saw the results at a couple of those there in 9/11 yesterday in New York, and then, of course, in Cleveland, which we talked about earlier in the program as well, where she coughed pretty much through her entire speech. She has also now canceled, Sam, a very light schedule of fundraising in California this week. Now, you would say, yes, I would expect her to cancel. She's been diagnosed with pneumonia. She would cancel this fundraising tour through California. But, of course, she was canceling things left and right even before this diagnosis was made public a couple of days ago.
And that's my big problem, is it's one attacking us. That's a serious problem. And, you know, you got named by name, but you know what? Liberty News Radio is under just as much scrutiny, whether they're naming names at this point or not, because, hey, the way James is syndicated is through Liberty News Radio. And so, you know what? We're all in the crosshairs, but here's the point that I think is critical. If Hillary would come clean, I would have a lot of compassion for somebody that's sick and says, look, I need to resign, or I need to withdraw my presidential bid because I'm sick and I can't do it and I'm sorry and you know what, I love you guys, I really care about the country, I just can't do it. I would have tremendous respect for that, believe it or not. My problem though is they knew she had pneumonia, and when we said that she was super sick, they said, you guys are goofy, you're crazy, you're conspiracy nuts, in fact you're going to ruin the country. Okay, they knew that we were right and they lied. Even yesterday morning when they thought they could still keep the lid on it, James, they said, well, she just had a little bout of heat exhaustion. She was just a little bit overheated. And then they said, well, it was worse than that. All right. And so even then they tried to lie. You don't say someone's overheated when they melt down with pneumonia. Okay, now I agree that you're probably overheated in the sun when you have pneumonia, but overheating is not the problem. That's kind of like saying Sam has pneumonia, but by golly, he got a hangnail and, I mean, his hand was hurting. Well, it's true.
Well, look, it was in the, upper 70s yesterday in New York and breezy. No one else was wearing sunglasses, yet she was wearing these kind of strange-looking blue sunglasses, which now a lot of people are saying are prescribed anti-seizure sunglasses. And then to overheat on a day in the upper 70s, lower 80s, outdoors, breezy, I of course, I don't think that's the case. But this is that they brush it under the rug or tried to cover for her up until the very last second. And I don't know where all of these video feeds came
from. But they still haven't even come clean, though. Look, we don't know if it's just pneumonia or more, and I suspect that it's more.
Unless she's had pneumonia all year, I doubt it's just pneumonia. But of course, she denied her traveling press corps the opportunity to come with her when she retreated for a couple of hours to Chelsea's apartment. Not even one reporter was allowed. So I don't know, Sam, where these video feeds were coming from, if it was from reporters that had a long shot with a camera or if it was just from bystanders.
It was bystanders from what I understand.
See, now, listen, that this is the key. See, I wasn't sure about that, so I couldn't jump to a conclusion. But if it was...
Now, because as far as I understand, it was bystanders that got the video, and it was witnesses that are telling the details that just can't be disputed because the video backs it up. Even if the witnesses said what they said, they'd be like, ah, those witnesses are lying. The problem is the witness testimony matches the video.
So this is my point. So you have now, based upon a couple of people with iPhones and the power of the internet, you have forced the press to cover this health crisis. They would have not covered it had it not been for a couple of people there with camera phones. And that was my suspicion.
That's exactly right.
Traveling this weekend, that was my suspicion in the beginning, that this was just people with camera phones. They uploaded it to the internet. It went viral, and it forced the establishment's hands, because you know her lapdogs, like the Washington Post and Tom Brokaw, don't want to have to report honestly on this. But if they are forced to, and if, hey, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
And that's exactly where we are. They're forced to, and that's why they've changed on a dime over the weekend. But they need to apologize to us. These people are involved in a massive cover-up. Donald Trump's exactly right when he says these people are lower than scum water. And here's the bottom line. Trump says, quote, Clinton could shoot someone and not even be prosecuted. His point is they're just covering for Hillary no matter what. And that's my problem.
Well, here's a question for you, Sam. How much, let's just say she's linen. She's in a glass coffin and she's being preserved at the time of November. How much will her health affect her voters? Would it affect enough people in the middle that are on the fence? And I don't know how you could be on the fence when the contrast between these two candidates is so stark. But is her health, good, bad, or indifferent, going to be enough either way to sway a few points in this election?
I think that they would say Hillary dead's better than Donald alive.
Yeah. See, that's my point. But are there enough people in play somewhere in the middle where this could be, hey, this is enough of a concern?
If the mainstream press tells the truth and the people know the reality, I bet you right now that Donald will skyrocket in the polls and Clinton will plummet. Because there is enough people in the middle, as you wisely say.
Well, we'll elect her, and then we'll get Tim Kaine in a couple of months if she's incapacitated.
Exactly right. Now it gets worse, because while this is going on, and we're being criticized over her health, and now we find out somewhat of the truth, we still don't even have the complete pay dirt. Not only did Tom Brokaw say that Hillary needs to go to the hospital and see a neurologist, but that's what the doctor said that we had on the radio last week, Jane Orient, Kurt. Interesting, to say the least, and 71% of doctors say there's something serious here going on. But look, Hillary doesn't have any compassion for us. She goes on the attack. Clinton said half of Donald Trump's supporters are in a basket of deplorables. You know, just to be grossly generalistic, and she goes on and talks about us being racist, bigots. She goes through a litany. We'll get to that and have James and Kurt respond in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're running out of time much faster this hour than I want to, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. 20% off. Ask them about the deals. 877-817-9829. Thepowermall.com. So, Clinton continues to lie, say she's feeling great. When you're 68 years old and you have pneumonia and you're on antibiotics and you just had a sunstroke or whatever you want to say, a heat stroke, you're not feeling good an hour later, folks. That's an absolute outright lie. Now, Tom Brokaw wisely says, and he's spot on for a change. Glad you came around to the truth there, Tom. But Tom Brokaw says Hillary Clinton should go to the hospital and see a neurologist. She's already done that, Tom, is the part you don't get. I appreciate you coming to the beat and asking the right questions for a change, but now you need to say her doctor obviously knows all this, Tom. When are you going to come really clean? All the way clean, buddy. Come on. Come on, Tommy. All right. Donald Trump said Clinton could shoot somebody and not even be prosecuted. With the cover-ups, the lies, and the missteps, and the perjury, and the destroying of evidence, and now lying about her health and flat-out getting caught, what's next? Hillary Clinton, while she's sicker than a dog, while she's being diagnosed with pneumonia, literally, and not admitting that reality to the public, Clinton, quote, half of Trump's supporters are a basket of deplorables. You know, just to be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables, she says. Now, Clinton was at a gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender fundraiser hosted by Barbara Streisand, of all people, when she said this. Now listen, the racist, listen carefully. She starts out and says, the racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he, meaning Donald Trump, has lifted them up, she says. Well, she already walked back to her ill-advised comments, and she says, I regret that I said that, although there are bad people with Donald. She didn't really apologize. She just kind of regretted that she missed the boat on this one. It's being compared to Romney saying 50% of the nation's on the dole, so they don't count kind of a thing. Now, Governor Mike Pence set Hillary straight. He took Mrs. Clinton to school after her ill-advised comments, telling the Value Voters Summit on Saturday, hey, the people who support Donald Trump's campaign are hardworking Americans, and they deserve your respect, Hillary. Anyway, it went on with quite a litany of detail, but Mike Pence schooling Hillary. But again, the mainstream press isn't attacking Hillary for those comments like they would Donald Trump, that's for sure. And the bottom line is the lies and cover-ups. The only thing we can hope for, and I know this sounds sad, and I know they're going to slaughter me over the compassion idea, the only thing we can hope is that Hillary is too sick to finish. Otherwise, she'll make the whole nation sick, James.
Well, this is, I think, something that's going to be more damaging for her potentially than even if she dies before the election. If she dies before the election, she could still get elected, I guess. But this will rub some people the wrong way, perhaps some people that are, again, inexplicably in the middle. And I say again, for the point of emphasis, ladies and gentlemen, support the work of Liberty Roundtable and the Liberty News Radio Network, which has, because of Sam Bushman's leadership, positioned itself right at the center of presidential politics right now. I mean, there's rarely a week that passes. I'm not sure if a week has passed, but this network and Bushman and yours truly have not been in the news, and I'm talking about in very major ways, even being called out by Hillary Clinton herself. But to say now that, and again, to go back to the wisdom of the scriptures, remove the log from your own eye, Hillary, before you worry about the speck in Trump's, while you're at a Barbara Streisand-sponsored LGBTQ rally, you are talking about the immorality of other people. I mean, that's rich. And this whole basket of deplorables, Eric Trump tweeted a picture of a Trump rally a couple of days ago in Pensacola, Florida. Now, Pensacola is not that big of a town, but they were in this huge arena, about 20,000 strong, it looked like. And he said, the basket of deplorables is full in Pensacola tonight. And I love the way you make light of this. I love the way you make humor of this, because basically what she's saying is, who are the Trump voters? By and large, now this is an honest assessment of who they are. She would say they're racist, they're bigots, they're xenophobes, they're homophobes, they're all of these things. If you have a righteous concern over homosexuality or illegal immigration, you're bad. I guess that's supposed to be a bad thing. But the real Trump supporters are middle class, predominantly God-fearing, tax-paying, red-blooded middle Americans. And so to see this picture of what Eric Trump was laughingly or jokingly referring to as the basket of deplorables of Pensacola, these are good people. These are God's people. And for her to denigrate them as such, I think will be even more problematic than some of the stuff going on with her health potentially, and the fact that it overlaps perfectly. She said this just a day or two before what happened in New York. So she's got a double whammy on her plate this Monday morning, Sam.
She does for sure. Now, Mike Pence nails it, though. He says this: no one with a record of failure at home and abroad, no one with her avalanche of dishonesty and corruption, and no one with that low opinion of the American people should ever be elected president of the United States of America. Amen. I couldn't have said it better myself. And this is the problem that we have, is that we are going to take off the gloves. The mainstream press cannot get away with their lies anymore. And we need to absolutely push this envelope that they absolutely ridiculed us while they lied. Who knew what, when, where in the campaign and in the media about health or Hillary's true health condition? I don't know. And I'm okay if they say we disagree with Liberty News Radio. We disagree with a lot of these conservative people that are saying Hillary's got a health issue. I'm fine with that. But when they attack us relentlessly as if somehow we're doing harm to the nation, and then they have the audacity to put us in harm's way, call us deplorables, call us racists, and then they use government to put those suggestions into a category of a domestic threat or of a security threat, now they don't deserve any compassion. Now they deserve to be dealt with appropriately, which is relegated to the trash heap of proven dishonest, proven manufacturing of reality. These people, okay, Hillary's memory alone should make her not qualified to be president. Forget pneumonia. What about her memory? I don't think pneumonia really affects memory. Oh, I guess it makes you pretty foggy, doesn't it? Oh, if you study pneumonia, the question is, how well can she even recover from pneumonia without just absolute bed rest between now and the election completely? Why doesn't her doctor level with us on what it's really going to take to get her better, if she can get well at all? And so the problem here is, and I've always said this in my He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules presentation, honesty is the issue, Kurt. I want you to sound off. You get the last word here. Honesty is the issue, Kurt.
Well, I don't know how to emphasize it anymore. I mean, you know, you've said it very well. James has highlighted it. I mean, imagine liars surrounding a liar. It's kind of unusual, you know, but it's just the way it is. And that's what we're seeing. We've got lies coming to us from the highest levels. And, I mean, like James said, thank goodness for some guy with a little cell phone or girl with a cell phone, you know, taking the film. I mean, I've seen the video several times now, and it's pretty hard to say that Hillary's going to be okay, because I'm telling you, she's, you know, I mean, basically she's just getting carried into that van. And I don't know. I mean, she's in rough shape.
You're right as rain, Kurt, and I want to say this. While Hillary's attacking everybody in sick and asking for our compassion, Mike Pence is defending the American people. They're not a bunch of deplorables, a basket of deplorables, like Hillary says. But Mike Pence released 10 years of his tax returns, and that's interesting to note. They say major party presidential nominees have publicly released their taxes. They've done this since 1976. But they say Trump's the exception. I want to know why we got to do what's been done since 76. If we get rid of the tax IRS burden in the first place, then you wouldn't need to release anybody's tax returns. But while Mike Pence is releasing his taxes as he said he would, while Mike Pence is defending the American people from hostile Hillary, and instead of Cricket Hillary, we need to change it to hostile Hillary, because she's not only crooked, but she's hostile. Donald Trump is speaking at Phyllis Schlafly's funeral. Donald Trump praises Phyllis Schlafly as a conservative hero at her funeral. He went on to say, you know what? Phyllis was defending me when it was not popular to do so. She's an American hero. So Donald rightly praising and promoting, in my opinion, someone who deserves real compassion, Phyllis Schlafly's family and loved ones. She's passed away. She lived an incredible life. She died with her boots on, standing for liberty. And boy, does she deserve compassion, love, and respect. And Donald delivered, James.
Well, you know, the thing about Schlafly is, you're right, she lived a life worth living. And then right before she passed, right before she went to her eternal reward, she was able to get out this book supporting Trump. And what a great hour of radio, folks. You've got a true treasure on your hands here with Liberty Roundtable. Sam, Kurt, always great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Final word to you, Kurt.
God bless America, man. It's good to have good folks like James around. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your, you know, association, Tim.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary said the kingmakers were controlling elections back in 64, and then she endorsed the Donald and wrote an incredible article laying out the reality that we face, and then passed away. What a hero. What an example.
You mean Phyllis. I think you said Hillary, but you mean Phyllis.
Oh, I mean Phyllis, yeah, sorry.
She's a great lady.
Amen. Good point, Kurt. Thank you, sir. Too many people, too many places, too much conspiracy. Fact everywhere, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live. This nation shall endure.